In our previous shiur, we began a discussion about a cheresh that the halacha speaks about many places in Shas, including in our Gemara, Masechta Yumah, Daf Mem Gimel Amud Aleph, and that the Gemara always says the definition of a cheresh is someone she'en shemei ve'en medaber who can't hear or speak. And the question that came up is when they Baruch Hashem began training such individuals to speak, albeit they can't speak very clearly. It's not necessarily always easy to understand them, but they do speak. And the question is, they do have some words emanate from their mouth. And the question is, are such individuals considered an individual who could speak and will no longer be in the category of a cheresh? And of course, to make the question much more understandable, in our previous year, we spoke about an individual who can't really even hear with a hearing aid. We spoke about an individual who, when he hears sound, now reads lips. So that person is not relying on his sense of hearing in any real way. And that's why we said that the Paiskim don't consider such an individual a Shameya. But here we're speaking about an individual who does speak, albeit he wasn't born with the ability to speak. And not only was he not born with the ability to speak, but he's also an individual whose speaking is very unclear. So Rav Yaakov in Emden, in his siddur, in the famous siddur of Rav Yaakov Emden, in Hilchas Kriyas HaTorah, Ois Chof writes, V'os l'kros l'cheresh ena shemeya v'ena medaber, we cannot give an aliyah to somebody who's ena shemeya v'ena medaber, oi l'shoita, or to somebody who's ena shoita, u'mish n'shtatik v'nitl dibura yedei choyli, if we have somebody who became unable to speak, but he got sick and he no longer could speak, but otherwise he is intelligent. And he has, obviously, intelligence. Rav Yaakov Emden says, if we see that this person has intelligence, even though he can't speak, he's not considered a cheresh. And he continues, nowadays, doctors have developed the ability for somebody who was born a cheresh, he could read and speak and read, speak in that type of a language, and he has the intelligence to understand sheyesh kael mimal v'yoytza kael, that there's a God in the world. And he says such a person could get an aliyah. The Divrei Chaim and a tshuva in Chelik Evan Ezer, Chelik Beis, Simon Ayin Beis, also in discussing such a individual, says that if such a person marries a woman, he could, the Kedushin is a Kedusha Daraisa. He has the ability, he says, to give a get. He says such a person should not be appointed to be a Shaychit. And he says, as far as Yibam is concerned, it would be better that the person should do Yibam rather than Chalitza. The Marsham in Chelik Beis, Simon Kufmem, says that he could even do Chalitza. And he could be included in a minyan. So too is the opinion of the Shaul Sechuvah Space Shloima in Eirechayim Simit Sadekei. He says, even though he can't speak clearly, it makes no difference, he is considered a person who could speak. And so too is the opinion of the Divrei Malkiel. However, there are Paiskim that take a much stricter approach. The Maram Shik and Evan Ha'ezer, Simon Ayin Tes, says this, that he has the ability to speak, is meaningless, and the words that the Maram Shik uses, Ukamaisa Koif Balmahu, what he's doing is no more than what a monkey would do, and he should not be included in a minion. There are Paiskim that actually connect this question to another question. We all know that a person who's right-handed puts on his tefillin on the left hand. The Magen Avraham in Simen Chav Zayin and Or Chaim, Sif Katan Yud, speaks about a person that was born one way, and he afterwards got used to writing with his left hand. In other words, he was born a righty, but he, for whatever reason, accustomed himself to be a lefty. So what is his status? So from the Magen Avraham, it seems that the halacha considers him the way he was born. And what he happened to him later, that he was able to get himself used to doing something different, doesn't make a difference in the halacha. The Mishnah Berurah, however, in Simen Chav Zayin, Sif Katan Chapez, says that we do take into account what he does, even though it wasn't the way he was born, and even though it doesn't come to him naturally. So actually we see from here that this question, that a person was born one way and then changed to another way, is very connected to this question. So as we're learning, it's actually being used l'chumra. And the person was never born that he can't speak, even though they trained him to be able to speak. The halacha is that these paiskim are saying that we follow the way he was born. But if we're going to take that approach, maybe we should take the approach also l'kula. And let's say we have a person who was born, Baruch Hashem, with the ability to speak. And then he got ill, and he doesn't have that ability. Maybe he's not the cheresh that the Torah speaks about. And actually, there is a Bar Tanura, in Masechta Trumas, Perek Aleph Mishnah Beis, that discusses a cheresh. And the Bar Tanura says that who is considered a cheresh? Shenoilet cheresh mimei imoi. He was born that way. Kiven shaloi shama mei oilam. The Bar Tanura seems to emphasize the fact that he was never able to speak. So when we speak about an individual who's a cheresh, and there's also a tshuva in the Shiles of Tshuvas, Avni Nezer, Chelik Evan Ezer, Simit Reish Chaf Hei, that discusses an individual who became a woman who, when she was about 3 years old, became a cheresh. She can't speak or hear. Before that, she did have that ability. And then she got married and married to her husband for a number of years. And then afterwards, her husband unfortunately passed away without children. And there's a question, and she doesn't want to do Yibam, as we quoted the opinion of most Paiskim, we quoted the opinion of Divrei Chaim. A person who can't speak is not able to do Chalitza. So what should be done is Yibam, but she doesn't want to do Yibam. But she has some limited ability to speak, and she can maybe even learn how to say the psukim of chalitza. And the question is, how do we look at her? So on one hand, there are a number of points that he raises in that tshuva. He says that the fact that she got accustomed to speak. As we're learning, that may not be considered speaking in halacha. But on the other hand, he says that he wants to take, if there's no other option, maybe a more lenient view. Number one, he says, that given that she was already a chereshes, when they got married, so it could be that the marriage was never a really 100% the rice of the marriage, because she's not a bar das. Furthermore, he says, it's not clear that such an individual is disqualified from chalitza. And furthermore, the fact that she does have some limited ability to speak. He's not happy about allowing her to do chalitza, but he takes all of these issues under consideration. So when we speak about an individual who is a cheresh, that as we're learning in our Gemara, is disqualified, is not considered a bar das, what we need to understand, and that's probably the crux of the issue in trying to understand what is the disqualification of a cheresh, and therefore what is his status if he's able to speak, albeit with great difficulty and lack of clarity, does that take him out of being a cheresh or not? So the simple way of learning would be, and we mentioned such an approach in our previous year, how do we understand the disqualification of a cheresh? Do we understand the disqualification of a cheresh as an individual who has no das, as a person who doesn't have intelligence? And if that's the case, the fact that we see that this individual does have some level of intelligence and does have some ability to speak, that would mean that he should not be considered a cheresh? Or is a cheresh an inherent disqualification? And if a cheresh is an inherent disqualification, then to break that disqualification, perhaps, only way we could break that disqualification is we see that he clearly has the ability to speak. And without that clear ability to speak, he would always be considered a cheresh. That's how we would learn. But if we look in the Gemaras, and this concept of cheresh comes up very often in Shas, it seems that all of the times that they're mentioned, there isn't necessarily a pasuk that disqualifies a cheresh. The Gemara, the Mishnayos, always put a cheresh into a similar category as a shoyt of a katan. And we know that a shoyt of a katan is a lack of intelligence. They're not considered b'nei deya. Certainly, that's the category of a shaita. And a katan also, the halacha does not view a katan to be considered a bar das until he's bar mitzvah. So if that's the case, that there is no specific pasuk that eliminates the cheresh, it's very clear that the issue of a cheresh is an issue of das. And if it's an issue of das, we need to know how to view his das and what does his ability or his limited ability to speak affect his status in halacha. But there's a very interesting machloikus rishonim in Masechta Chagiga daf beis amibayis. The Gemara says, Cheresh shedibru bar chacham b'kam makayim shehishvu asar. This is Rashi in Daf Beis on the Beis Masechta Chagiga. Rashi says Cheresh shedibru bar chacham b'kam makayim, the Cheresh that was spoken about all over, shehishvu asar l'shoyta l'fatray, that he's been considered like a shoyta, by dibru el b'misha ena shemei v'ena medaber, we speak about a deaf mute, because hachi kimul rabbanon Chazal established the Misha in a Shemeya Ve'en Medaber, someone who can't hear or speak, and speak, Labnei Deinenu. But if we look in the Pirush of Rabbeinu Avraham Nahar, he says, Cheresh shedibro chacham become makoyim. Lashvoyse lekatan lepatrim in a mitzvah. So we have here a very interesting machloikis, Rashi and Rabbeinu Avraham and Ahar. Who is a cheresh really compared to? Who does the halacha compare him to? Rashi compares him to a shaita. Rabbeinu Avraham and Ahar, Rashi compares him to a shaita. Rabbeinu Avraham and Ahar compares him to a cotton. And if that's the case, as we said at the beginning of our previous year, we said, what is the difference between a shaita and a cotton? The difference between a shaita and a cotton is that a shaita is nebuch, someone who doesn't have intelligence, and it doesn't seem that that's going to be developing anytime soon. If that's the case, so such an individual should not be the cheresh is the same. The cotton, on the other hand, we said doesn't have das, but he's a child, and his intelligence will develop. So now let's think about it. If Rabbeinu Avraham and Ahar says that a cheresh is like a cotton, so even if we have a cheresh who's developing intelligence, he's like a cotton. A cotton is also developing intelligence. But we know that the halacha is, even though a cotton is developing intelligence, it doesn't make a difference. He's still a cotton, and he can't be part of a minyan. There's special halachas regarding his nedarim. But a cotton, even though he's an individual with developing intelligence, doesn't make a difference. And therefore, even if we see that a cheresh's intelligence is developing, it wouldn't make a nafkamina. On the other hand, Rashi, as we read, compares the cheresh to a shaita. And what did we say is the definition and halacha of a shaita? The definition and halacha of a shaita is an individual who's not developing in any way. So therefore, only a cheresh who's not developing in any way is going to be considered a cheresh. But once we see a cheresh developing intelligence, albeit that the intelligence is a limited intelligence, it could very well be that the halacha would consider such a cheresh a bar das. And in fact, that may be pshat in the Bar Tanura, that the Bar Tanura said that he was born a cheresh. And we pointed out, what's the difference if he was born that way or if he wasn't born that way? Maybe only when he was born that way, so he never had an opportunity to develop. That's why he's considered a cheresh. But if he has the ability to develop, such an individual will not be considered a cheresh. And therefore, it could very well be that we could be more lenient with such an individual. I saw a tshuva from Rav Avadya Yosef in the Shailos HaTshuvos Yichav V'Da'as, Chelek Beis, Simen Vav, discussing such an individual and asking and discussing if such an individual could be included in a minyan. He takes a very interesting approach. He says, such an individual, if you have such an individual, normally we know by davening what happens. The Baal Tefillah, together with everybody, davens the Shemone Esrei quietly. And then the Shemone Esrei is repeated out loud. In such a situation, we should go straight to saying the Shemone Esrei. The Baal Tefillah should immediately say the Shemone Esrei out loud. And since he should say the Shemone Esrei out loud, he will be considered that. First of all, he says that really we can include in the minyan. Here we're not davening an extra Shemone Esrei, so we avoid the problem of a brach levatala.